At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Amid Day News is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM here in Accra. We are on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and on myjoyonline.com. We are also live in all 16 regions of Ghana via various affiliates, live on X Spaces and Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. Coming up, Ghana Armed Forces makes requests for international help in investigating its Z9 helicopter crash that claimed 8 lives.
The Ghana Armed Forces have already begun investigations into the incident. We have made requests for international collaboration.
We have details as government urges the public to trust the investigative process.
Ghanaians should trust that the ministry and the Ghana Armed Forces are going to be diligent in the investigations and transparent about it.
It's exactly 1 week after that tragic helicopter crash that claimed the lives of Defense Minister Dr. Edward Omane Boamah and seven others. We reflect on a tragic week of national loss.
Dr. Edward Kofi Omane Boamah, Minister for Defense. Alhaji Dr. Ibrahim Muchala Muhammad, MP, Minister for Environment, Science and Technology. All flags are to fly at half mast until further notice.
Also coming up in the bulletin, scores of NPP constituents, youth organizers and their deputies stormed the party's headquarters to pick nomination forms for the 2024 presidential candidate, Dr. Balmia, ahead of the party's presidential primaries next year. We hear from the general secretary who's calling for a clean campaign.
We should be measured in our utterances. We should understand that no matter what, only one person can win. And therefore, if you use derogatory words against your opponent and even your candidate wins, it will be difficult to reach out to bring them on board.
And in sports,
the Member of Parliament for Old Tafo, Vincent Ekwasifo, has criticised the Ghana Football Association following the extension of the term limits of its president.
And later in the bulletin, Ghana Road Transport Coordinating Council demands safer roads following death of 16 young members of the Obogu Savior Church in the crash on the Accra-Kumasi Highway.
The dualization of the major highways is non-negotiable. That's the only way we can reduce the kind of crashes we have on our roads.
More, as it says, dualization of the Accra-Kumasi and Accra-Elubo highways and many other roads need immediate attention to reduce the spate of crashes. Pearl Ofori. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible. This afternoon, government has confirmed it has formally requested for international expertise in investigating last week's Air Force Z9 helicopter disaster in the Ashanti region, which killed all eight on board, including two cabinet ministers of state. A high-level investigative board of inquiry has been established to determine the cause of the Wednesday tragedy. But speaking during a briefing at the Ministry of Defence, Deputy Minister of Defence Broja Jemfi stated the investigative board will leave no stone unturned as it is collaborating with international agencies to bring closure to the nation and the bereaved families.
We also want to assure you that the Ghana Armed Forces have already begun investigations into the incident. We have made requests for international collaboration, and we have received positive response in that regard. And so we want to assure you, our chiefs, that nothing will be covered, it will be transparent, and the public, Ghanaian public, will know exactly what happened and the cause of this tragic accident.
Well, he also urged the country to trust the government and the investigative body investigating the matter.
We also want to caution the media and some analysts who have been churning out misinformation and untruths about this whole incident. All I want to say is that Ghanaians should trust that the ministry and the Ghana Armed Forces are going to be diligent in the investigations and transparent about it, and whatever was the cause will be known to the people of Ghana, and we'll take some lessons out of that. I don't want to say anything beyond that. Our minister was so fantastic, even in the short period that he served at the ministry. There are many people who will have good stories to tell about him. We know the aggressive strategy that he undertook to retool the Ghana Armed Forces. Unfortunately for us, he didn't live to see the fruits of that strategic step.
Well, you have there the Deputy Minister of Defense, Broja Jemfi. Now, joining us now is Security Lecturer at the Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping Training Center, Dr. Victor Doke. For more on this, good afternoon. Thank you for your time on the Midday News. Now, from a security and safety investigation point of view, now, how critical is it for Ghana to involve international experts in probing the Z9 helicopter crash? And also, what unique expertise can they bring that local investigators might lack?
Thank you very much, and good day to you and then your listeners. Now, for international cooperation, such as this regards an investigation of not only air crashes, it could be any other, you know, disasters that come up, it is very critical. Now, every country has the prerogative to call for international assistance through specific investigative bodies to ascertain the results of, you know, any issue that they want to seek clarification on. Now, Ghana can do so in various forms and various ways with any country that they deem fit. It can be through the embassies here and then liaise to the organizations that they specifically want them to collaborate with and investigate, you know, on the issue. So it is in the right direction in this case. Now, what I see, in my opinion, is that the investigations with regards to collaboration with international agencies will bring some sort of an enhanced process. Now, it doesn't mean that we do not have the capacity to do that. There may be some challenges with regards to equipment to ascertain or to verify, to do a forensic analysis, which is not available But that does not mean we cannot seek for international assistance. Seeking international assistance also would enable some level of high secrecy, okay? The process will be kept in secrecy because we know that everything with regards to this crash has to be kept in secrecy until the final results come out. And even what will come out to the domain will not likely be the full report, but only some section of the reports that will come out. So in all, the partners that we're going to collaborate with will bring aboard enhanced experience, equipment which we lack here. We also will learn one or two from them. But in all, the process is in the right direction, because whenever you realize that you need to obtain a result and you cannot because of challenges, you call for assistance.
Of course, you said it's in the right direction, but also want to find out what measures should this investigative board of inquiry take to ensure transparency and also maintain public trust, especially given the high profile nature of the victims involved.
One, this, we need to depoliticize the whole issue. That's one of the measures they need to do. How do you depoliticize it? You fix this issue as a national emergency and not politicize it. When the investigation is done, whoever, whether we find out that there was some human error, if there was some human error, steps will need to be taken, people will need to be sanctioned. Now, if this was a purely natural disaster, how do we go on from there to ensure that our leaders do not travel as a whole through what bad weather or whatnot? And then lastly, we need to look at how we attend to our operational equipment, i.e. the helis, the MOAS or whatever. Do we need to have a national dialogue in that direction with regards to replacing them if investigations, okay, come out that there were ills or challenges with regards to the aircraft, natural disasters, of course, or there was a human error? So all these things will come up basically to determine the outcome. But most importantly, one of the measures that investigative bodies should take is, one, being transparent, accountable. Whenever they need to lay information to the public, they should do so. But as I said, we shouldn't expect that every information will come out. Some will be shielded in secrecy to protect the national security framework as a whole.
Dr. Victor Docker, security lecturer at the Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping Training Center, thank you for your time. We'll stay on this because retired Ghana Air Force officer, Wing Commander Patrick Nelson Sodbojo, is urging the public to remain calm while the Ghana Armed Forces conducts its investigations.
Only thing we can do is that Ghanaians should be patient. The black box will be taken to manufacturer. They will open and decode it. And the information will be sent to the operator. And even this sort of information, it's the confidential information. Whether the ministry decides to make it public, yes. But it's not 2-3 day affair. If you remember recently, there was a crash between a jetliner and a military helicopter in the States, in the Hudson. Even in America, it took some time before the details came out. So let's have patience. Let the investigative board of inquiry, the opening of the black box, calm down, and then we can deduce what happened.
He had the Wing Commander Patrick Nelson Sodbojo retired, and he spoke on the AM show. Now, it's been exactly 1 week since Ghana Armed Forces helicopter Zenai crashed in Adansi Ekurufuom, killing 8 persons, including Defence Minister Dr. Edward Omane Buama, Environment Minister Alhaji Mutala Mohammed. They were on their way to Obuasi, where the government launched a responsible cooperative mining program to help address the illegal mining menace. 1 week on, Joy News' Emmanuel Bright Kweku looks back, recounting key events since the nation lost these distinguished sons.
On that note, the Responsible Cooperative Mining and Skills Development Program has been launched. Kabori.
It was supposed to be a normal day in Ghana with its citizens going about their daily duties. The government was ready in itself to launch one of its flagship programs, the Responsible Cooperative Mining and Skills Development Program in Obuasi, with various dignitaries in attendance. But only 12 hours into the day, the news broke. The Ghana Armed Forces announced a helicopter en route to the event from Accra had gone missing from its radar. Aboard the aircraft were dignitaries expected to grace the event.
Crash of a military helicopter this morning around the Adansi area in Ashanti.
Shortly after the announcement, the Chief of Staff, Julius Debra, confirmed the demise of the 8 passengers on board the helicopter.
Dr. Edward Kofi Omanebuama, Minister for Defense. Alhaji Dr. Ibrahim Muchala Muhammad, MP, Minister for Environment, Science and Technology. All flags are to fly at half mast until further notice.
The news threw the country into a state of mourning. Ghana had lost 8 of its gallant men. Tears and sorrow filled the solemn atmosphere at the Jubilee House as tributes continued to trickle in from some statesmen and international dignitaries.
We just want to extend our condolences to the government, to His Excellency the President.
Two of the crash victims of the Islamic faith, Alhaji Dr. Mutala Muhammad and Alhaji Muniru, were laid to rest on Sunday following a forensic analysis.
The two brothers, Muniru and Murtala, were both personally close to me. And so this is a very deep personal loss for me.
A state burial is expected to be held on Friday for the remaining bodies at the forecourts of the State House. But the fondest memories of these gallant men, who were on a national assignment in a brave quest to end illegal mining, will forever be etched in the hearts and minds of not just their families and loved ones, but the entire country. Rest in power, our fallen heroes. Demri Fadji, Emery Mamba. For Joy News, my name is Emmanuel Brightkweku.
Well, the diplomatic community in Ghana is pouring in their messages of solidarity as the nation mourns the tragic passing of 8 victims of the helicopter crash that occurred last week. Drawn from various parts of the world, the ambassadors, while signing a book of condolence opened at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, say they stand with the people of Ghana.
On behalf of me and our president, Your Excellency Mahmoud Abbas, and our government and all the Palestinian people, I like to convey all our condolences to the Ghanaian people. We stand with their families, with the government of Ghana, with the president of Ghana, of course.
And we want to mourn, the Russian Federation mourn with Ghanaians on this tragic event that happened on the 6th of August this year in the Ashanti region. And we hope that this tragic events will make the Ghanaian nation stronger.
The spirits of the unity, we are confident that Ghana will go through this phase.
We, the people of Kenya, especially the His Excellency President Ruto, the people of Kenya and the government of Kenya, feels deeply the sorrow which the Ghanaian people and the government of Ghana and His Excellency John Dramani Mahama is going through during this tragic moment. These are fallen heroes, people who are on the line of duty, and we feel that this is a great loss for Ghana.
So I brought forward the condolence on behalf of the Czech government and the Czech nation. Our collaboration with Ghana, of course, is very long-standing, and we mourn with Ghana in this very difficult moment.
No, but I just expressed my sorrow, my grief, and my sincere condolences to everyone who knew the victims of this tragic incident and accident.
You hear the members of the diplomatic community in Ghana. Now to politics. Those are sounds of scores of NPP constituency youth organizers and their deputies at the party's national headquarters today to pick nomination forms for the 2024 presidential candidate, Dr. Balmia, ahead of the party's presidential primaries next year. The supporters chanting and dancing to party songs were joined briefly by NPP General Secretary Justin Kodia Frimpong, who clarified that his presence at the headquarters was coincidental and not specifically to witness the group picking the forms for Dr. Balmia. Let's go live to the ground and speak to Joy News' Kenneth Jesse, who is on the beat for us. Kenneth, first tell us the mood at the party's headquarters.
Well, it was a very euphoric mood, as the sound suggests. They were numbering over 50. They said they represent about 490 of the youth organizers and their deputies. They came to pick the forms for Dr. Mahmoudou Balmia because they believe that amongst the candidates or the likely candidates who are likely to lead the new patriotic party into the 2028 elections, they believe he's the most experienced because they say that he's been the party's running mate for so many years and also was the party's candidate in the last election. And with the way things are going currently in the country, they believe that he's the right man that can rescue the country from John Dramani Mahama.
Kenneth, have they presented the forms to Dr. Balmia yet?
Yes, they have officially presented the forms to Dr. Mahmoudou Balmia at his campaign office at North Ridge. And, of course, the former vice president also thanked them. He said that they picking the forms on his behalf is a remarkable vote of confidence in him and that he will not disappoint them. He also assured them that he's not going to engage in politics of insult.
Youth organizers of our party across the length and breadth of the country, 490 out of 552 came to me and requested, the leadership came and requested that they wanted to put their widow's mite together and pick my forms for me. I agree because that was a remarkable vote of confidence in me. And this morning, they have fulfilled that promise they made. And they have picked the forms from the headquarters and have delivered the forms to me today. The youth are a major asset for our party. They represent the future, and they are an asset not only for the party, but for the nation. And I want to thank them for this major vote of confidence. I want to say that I am minded to contest for the flag bearership of the new patriotic.
So, Kenneth, we had Dr. Balmia, but earlier the General Secretary, Justin Kodia, spoke to supporters of Dr. Balmia. What did he tell them?
Well, he told them that he is there just by coincidence, and it's not there because they are coming to pick the nomination forms for Dr. Mahmoudou Balmia. He clarified that indeed when other persons also came to pick the nomination forms for former Assistant Central MP Kennedy Ejiofor, he happened to be at the party because he's the General Secretary of the party, and told them that they should engage in decent politics and that whoever emerges victorious in 2026 when they go for the presidential primaries will be victory for the NPP.
My colleague Kenneth Jesse reporting from the NPP headquarters. You're listening to the Midday News. Still to come, Ghana Road Transport Coordinating Council demands safer roads following death of 16 young members of the Obogu Savior Church in the crash on the Accra-Kumasi Highway.
The dualization of the major highways is non-negotiable. That's the only way we can reduce the kind of crashes we have on our roads.
And you're welcome back to the Midday News. It's time for sport, and Achutama Klo is here. What's the latest in the world of sports?
Well, the Ghana Football Association's decision to extend the term limits of its president has drawn some really interesting reactions. The latest of them is the Member of Parliament for Old Tafo, Vincent Ekoasifwa, who says it should not have happened.
It takes us back to pre-2019. Of course, our constitution that we have, as far as the GFA is concerned, it was supposed to cure a certain anomaly as far as our football community was concerned. It was on that basis that the normalization committee, which was inclusive of personnel from GFA, was established. That normalization committee also adopted onto itself a GFA statute. In that statute, it stated clearly that the presidential term limit should be 2 term. And so it beats my imagination how a Congress, just about 6-7 years down the lane, will now go back to the pre-2019 GFA statute. It is very embarrassing. It shouldn't have happened.
You hear that, Chim Tamaku, they're bringing us the latest in the world of sports. Now we can do more stories now. And the Ghana Road Transport Coordinating Council, GRTCC, is calling on the Ministry of Roads and Highways to ensure that the country's road network is improved to reduce the carnage on Ghana's roads. The GRTCC says dualization of the Accra-Kumasi and Accra-Elubo highways and many other roads need immediate attention to reduce the spate of crashes. Now, 16 young members of the Obogu Savior Church weeks ago died in a ghastly accident on the Accra-Kumasi Highway. Now, my colleague Max Olajuwon joins me in the studio with details on that statement. What does it say, Maxwell?
Yeah, it started by extending condolences to the families of the 8 gallant men we lost in that helicopter crash, and then urged government to do everything possible to unravel the cause of the crash to prevent any such occurrences in future. And then it's also wished extended condolences to the families of the 16 families and called on government to do more to reduce the carnage on our roads. We've been speaking to the General Secretary for the GRTCC, Yiman Olohine Yeboah.
The road network is bad. The government should prioritize it and fix it. If it's not a total construction, at least they know the difficult areas that they can do something about it to kind of bring it to standard that can be usable. Two, the dualization of the major highways is non-negotiable. That's the only way we can reduce the kind of crashes we have on our way, on our roads. And if you say looking at specific interventions, yes, I mean we've said a couple of times we don't want a situation where we can't say that we are demanding 100% solution to all these problems. Of course, once effort is made that we see that efforts are being made to reduce the kind of challenges we have on our roads. We should have had lights all over the highways, but we can't have it. So just the road, do the proper road markings, and you know the potholes areas must be fixed. That's the only way we can say that we are working towards something. But if we leave it the way it is, we continue to complain every day and we don't have solution to the problem. So let's make specific effort to deal with these issues. I think that's the only way forward. And the Minister of Roads and Highways knows exactly what they can do. It's not within my power to prescribe exactly what they do, but they should know, they will know what exactly they have to do to get this in resolve.
And it's time for what's trending on social media. Adobe Asari, it's here.
Yes, Pearl. So the first thing on the trends is hashtag rent must be reduced. And it's very interesting because, Joy News recently just ended a Habitat series.
Exactly.
Where we told so many stories of all these rent issues here and there. So many people have even tagged Noella's story. She told Bright's story of how he was calm just because he wanted a place to stay. So there's so many comments pouring in. So many people actually agree to the fact that rent must be reduced because it's difficult for the average Ghanaian to get a place. But others also have certain concerns. They are saying that they wonder how that Charlotte. Charlotte says, this matter, I don't know how the government can intervene, because if a landlord decides to take whatever he wants and you can't pay, you leave, and whoever is ready to pay will pay. So I'm wondering how the government will have control over this. However, I support the reduction of the rent. So many people are supporting the reduction of the rent. Now, another, I don't know if I should call it interesting thing trending, is that the age restriction for visiting adults content sites have been it's become stricter, right? So now you have to verify that you are 18. At first it was free, so even people